He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the December 12th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, let's see how we are starting our day here. The futures were way down this morning, opened up down. We've come back a little bit. Now we're starting to drop again. The Dow right now, however, is down 72 points. The Dow is at 17,522 right now. So, you know, despite all the volatility here recently, we're still at 17,500, so we haven't had much of an overall drop in the market. It's been mostly up and down motion as a, compared to just down motion. The S&P 500 is down almost 8 points here. The S&P 500 is at 2,027 right now. It's down 0.4%. The NASDAQ is down just 6 points right now. It's the strongest of all, down just 0.2%. The NASDAQ is at 4,700. So once again, despite the extreme volatility, despite the triple-digit days that we've had recently, the net result, and that's what we're interested in, is the bottom line, aren't we? There's been little change, although it has been a pretty weak December here so far. Crude oil, there's the story. There's the story of the quarter. There's the story of the last half of the year. Since the All-Star break, I mean, crude oil has just been hammered. Biggest slump of all, $58.73. It cannot hold 60. 58.73 is the current print on crude oil. Gold, yeah, still weak. 12.22 today, down 0.25%. And the big winner is the 10-year bond right now at 2.13%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson in what has been a wild and woolly San Diego. We had the winter baseball meetings earlier this week. It was real fun to be a fly on the wall at watching a lot of the negotiations and just seeing some of the stars of baseball. And we've had a wild weather week for San Diego. Look, I know you people in St. Paul, you ain't seen weather till you've come to St. Paul. Well, we're going to come to St. Paul this year. We're going to try to get there twice this year to do a seminar, workshop, whatever you want to call it, meet and greet. And we're going to come, but maybe we'll wait till March or April. I don't know. We're putting together our calendar for 2014. But for San Diego, this is some pretty wild weather. I keep my little fishing boat at the local marina, and I got a email. They sent out a blast. Come batten down the hatches, anybody who's got a boat at the marina, because it's wild and woolly. And for San Diego, it is pretty wild and woolly between the wind and the rain. You definitely would not want to be out on the water today. It's been wild and woolly in the market this week. A lot of triple-digit days. It's been wild and woolly in the oil patch. Of course, as we've been talking about here the last several weeks, there's a sunny side of the street on this $58 oil, and there's a dark side of the street. And we want to be on the sunny side of the street, and I'm going to continue to emphasize that here today. Because while it's good for some people, it's bad for others, and it's up to you which side of the street you want to be invested in. It's good for CPI and producer price indexes, isn't it? In fact, we've had a negative print here recently on the PPI index, negative 0.2%. So still no signs of inflation. And if someone asked me the other day via tweet, hey, Bill, is inflation good or bad for the economy and the markets? Well, that's all I can say is the last 5 or 6 years we've had no inflation, and it's been pretty good for the market, hasn't it? We've had very little inflation, but if you're a gold bug or if you're invested in commodities, no inflation is not good. So it just depends. There's a lot of answers to that question. But overall, the stock market equities like low inflation. The economy would probably like to see a little bit of inflation to speed up growth a little bit, but for the most part, we remain in a very low inflation environment right now, and that continues to be good for the market and for the consumer. Once again, oil demand is cut. You know, eventually, nothing goes up forever. If there's one thing I've learned in the last 20 years in the business, nothing goes up forever. I was around when the NASDAQ thought, everyone thought it was going to go up forever back in 2000, the dot-coms. I was around when everybody thought single-family homes in Southern California were going to go up forever back in 2007. And nothing goes down forever. I was around in the 70% sell-off in the NASDAQ. I was around in the 53% sell-off in the S&P in 2007, 2008. I've seen bubbles. I've seen bubbles burst. There's always extremes one way or another. Either things go too high or things go too low. Now, have we entered into that territory where oil is too low? You know what? I can't give you the answer to that. If the top experts in the world on oil have been wrong for the last several weeks, well, we see a bottom here at $70 per barrel, Joe. Well, Greg, we see a bottom here at $60 per barrel, at 65, at 60. Now we're at 58. So obviously, it's very difficult to predict where those bottoms are. And as tempting as it is to be a hero and to catch that falling knife right at the bottom and get that maximum upside, it's very difficult to do. I've learned over the years you want to wait until it finally stops going down. I remember when Apple was plunging from 700 clear down to 350. And I was on CNBC telling CNBC at that time that Apple is dead money. I sold Apple in the 650, 635 area on the way down after doubling my money, more than doubling my money in it. And at that time I said, eventually Apple will find a bottom. It will start to go sideways. That's called building a base. What's it doing while it's building a base? It's washing out all of the people that are mad, that just want out of the stock. Finally get rid of them. Apple wrings its hands of all those mad investors. And now new investors start coming in with the longer term perspective. And the stock starts going sideways. And just like a stock goes sideways, an index goes sideways. And a commodity goes sideways and it starts to build the base and confidence starts to come back. This panic selling, which you're seeing right now in the oil patch, eventually abates. We just don't know when. But the best clue and the best sign is when you start to see that base build. And even a better sign yet is when it starts to emerge up out of that base and break out, and there's going to be a tremendous opportunity at some point in time. But I would not say that today is the day, and I would not say that next week is the week. But we're going to stay on top of this. We're going to watch it. I have a ranking system that I have a lot of faith in. And when those oil stocks start rising up in rank again, and when that sector starts rising up in rank again on relative strength, and when the technical pattern starts to improve, and we start to see it go sideways and build that foundation, just like a home is built on a solid foundation, a stock chart. Technicals have to have a solid foundation to finally, eventually, emerge from. Now, the market's been a little bit rocky here recently. I've raised personally a little bit of cash in the accounts that I manage. As I look today, Gunderson Capital Management is at 15% cash, still 85% invested, and I currently have zero hedges. I have no short positions. I have no inverse funds. Yes, I could have made some money in oil on the downside. But it's a spooky trade. Would you step in and short oil? Would you buy an inverse ETF on oil today? What if it turns around all of a sudden? It's just in nowhere land. This is the most unpredictable point in the slide in oil right now, and you just have to be patient right now. There's the good side of the street. There's the dark side of the street. This rockiness that the sell-off in oil has caused in the market has brought the forward PE of the market down to 16.93. That's the lowest number that I've seen in several months. Now, another reason the market is rocky, well, I'll save this for when we come back because we're pushing up against the break. How big of a representative position does do the energy stocks have in the S&P 500? I think that's very important to know. How much of this volatility in the market is coming from the energy stocks right now? And when they start to smooth out, when the commodity, what benefit will the S&P receive from that? This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. The impact that oil is having on the market is pretty big, and here's why. As we look at the sector weightings in the S&P 500, the biggest sector weighting is technology at 18%. It's been a so-so year for the tech stocks. You know, the Nasdaq's had an okay year, nothing like last year when the Nasdaq was up almost 40%. I think this year it's up about 7-8%, something like that. The second biggest weighting in the S&P 500 are the financials at 15%. Now, here's the rub. The third biggest weighting in the S&P 500 is the energy sector at 12.6%. That's 1/8 of the S&P 500 is energy stocks. And with those energy stocks plummeting, it's very difficult for the S&P 500 to make much headway right now. Now, that's the bad news. The good news is at some point in time, like I said, nothing goes down forever. Eventually, we're going to find a bottom here to oil. And as I look at, let's just take an inverse fund right now, DTO. This is double inverse the oil, the commodity oil, all right? So if oil goes down 5%, this thing goes up 10%. It's the inverse. It has an inverse relationship, and it has a 2-to-1 inverse relationship. When I look at that chart of double short oil, it broke out in the towards the end of September. This is when this all started to begin, happen, end of September. And all of a sudden, oil started going down from $107 a barrel to a current rate of $58 a barrel. This thing has made a parabolic move. This thing was $33 a share, and now it's $72 a share. Had you known, had you predicted, had you been right that oil was going to plummet like it has, which I don't know of one expert out there that saw this coming, you could have made quite a bit of money here being short oil, double inverse. But the point I'm trying to make here, that's a parabolic move. There, at some point in time, things are going to settle down. And the economy is still in good shape, which we'll be going through in the newsletter again this weekend. But as always, I go through the newsletter. I begin the newsletter with a clean slate. And by the time I'm done looking at all the evidence, all the facts, once again, I'll let you know whether the bull market is still intact, whether it's still safe to be in stocks, or whether there's elsewhere to be. I told you that I've raised about 15% cash. That's the highest level of cash that I've had in a while. Because back in October, I put my foot on the accelerator. It was a good move. I've been pretty much all in, fully invested in all of my model portfolios. But lately, I've raised a little bit of cash here just as a natural consequence. Things down 7-8% in the aggressive growth account, looking a little shaky, dropping in rank in my ranking system. And I've taken a few things off the table, lowered my risk just a little bit. And we'll see where we go from here. I think a lot of it has to do with where do we go from here with oil prices. And right now, it's in nowhere. It's in no man's land. Now, one of the other points I'd like to make, there will be an opportunity in the oil stocks at some point in time. That time is not now. You have to be on the other side of the trade, okay? I want to talk a little bit here about another airline. All right, let's just see where they're headquartered. I'm not quite sure. I want to say Salt Lake City, Utah. No, Atlanta, Georgia. Okay, where we're heard every single day. We have a lot of listeners in Atlanta, and we're going to get to Atlanta this year. I hope to do it twice this year, once for the baseball season. I've always wanted to go see a baseball game and do the tomahawk chop with all you folks down there in Atlanta. We'll try to do a couple workshops in Atlanta this year, but you're home to a lot of companies. Are headquartered. Coca-Cola, Home Depot, Delta Airlines, okay? Delta Airlines is another stock I own. Now, they're on the sunny side of the street of this oil trade. Delta right now is set to realize an all-in cost, jet fuel cost, savings of $2.40 to $2.50 per gallon after hedging and refinery impacts are factored in, according to the presentation by the company yesterday. The forecast assumes a drop in jet fuel prices to $2.10 to $2.15 per gallon. Now get this, a penny swing in fuel prices is worth a cool $40 million to Delta. Let me repeat that. A penny swing in fuel prices is worth a cool $40 million to Delta, which is now a $40 billion company. Delta was also a $1 stock as recently as 2007, and now it's all the way back to 48. We featured American Airlines earlier this week. I said on the one side of the street, you got the Texas oil companies, the exploration companies that are taking it on the chin. On the other side of the street in Dallas, you've got American Airlines, which is soaring to new highs. So which side of this trade do you want to be in? I think oil prices are going to be depressed for quite some time. This is going to be very beneficial to the airlines. I currently own four airline stocks. Now, let's just take a look real quickly here at the particulars on Delta Airline. Here's the reason why I own it. You know it has to meet my criteria. It has to meet my performance criteria, and it has to meet my valuation criteria. Delta, over the last 3 years, has delivered to its investors 79% per year. In fact, Coca-Cola is not the best publicly traded company in Atlanta. Delta's kicking its butt right now. Delta, you know what? I was shocked this week to see that the Atlanta Falcons lead their division at 5-8. Is that true? 5-8? Wow, I could not believe that. Anyways, back to Delta. Over the last 12 months, Delta's up 76%. It gets a momentum grade of A right now. Delta also, to me, is grossly undervalued. In fact, the valuation is compelling. It's trading at 11 times forward earnings. And it's expected to grow by 16% per year, meaning it's trading at a huge discount to its growth rate, PEG ratio of 0.73, little dividend, just under 1%. I have a $90 target price on Delta, and the stock's currently trading at 48. There's no guarantees in the market. Everybody has a different way of looking at stocks. Everybody has a different way of looking at the market. I like companies that are flourishing. I like companies that still make sense from a valuation proposition. I have my own formulas, my own logarithms that then score these companies and rank them one against another. Out of 3,929 stocks, Delta currently comes in at number 6, believe it or not, an airline stock, which I can remember the days when I said I would never own an airline stock. I remember when they used to lose money like crazy. And then along came 9/11 and TSA and people scared to fly. And, man, the airlines have been through some tough times, bankruptcies. But right now, they're on the sunny side of the street. Not a recommendation. It's just an example of a stock that's flourishing right now, given the circumstances in the world and in the economy. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe." Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the newsletter will be going out this weekend, as it does every single weekend. Why not get in our weekly mailing list? Pretty easy to do. Just go to my website, pwstreet.com. That domain name left over from the Positively Wall Street days, where I used to call my show. I've just never changed my website, pwstreet.com. I send out a 45-page newsletter every single weekend that I put my heart and soul into. It got you out of oil stocks way back when, and it hasn't gotten you back into them. We asked the question earlier in the show, when will it be time to get back into the energy stocks? Because as sure as I'm sitting here, there will be some remarkable buys in the energy patch at some point in time. This is not the time yet. There's a lot of things that you have to watch for. I outlined them. One is just the technical picture. There's your best clue right there. Just watch for that downtrend to finally abate. Pick any indicator you want. You can use USO, all right? USO is the ETF that tracks the commodity price oil. Look at a one-year chart of USO. I never buy downtrends. And if you look at that chart of USO, which is simply the commodity, you will see a horrible, horrible downtrend that really began in about September. Oil peaked back in June of this year, and it's just been hammered ever since. In fact, from the peak, it's gone from $39 a share down to $22 per share. That's about a 40% drop in the price of the commodity. Now, obviously, the price of the commodity has a lot to do with the exploration stocks, with the oil service stocks, with many stocks that are tied in to the oil price itself. And you can see by looking at the chart of USO, it has not found a bottom yet, not even close. It needs to start going sideways and building a base. That will be the first clue. And then once that good solid foundation is built and all the weak hands are shaken out and all the mad people are out of it, just glad to be out. You've heard the expression, when there's blood in the streets. Well, you know what? But I believe that you have to see that finally start to go sideways, see that consolidation, and then I want to wait to see for a confirmation, a breakout to the upside out of that consolidating sideways trend. Because stocks, because indexes, because commodities can remain in sideways trends for a long, long time. What good does that do you? What good is a sideways trend? You're not making any money in a sideways trend, are you? I like to see that catalyst that finally pops things higher. Hey, finally, the supply has come down to meet the demand level. Finally, inventories are drying up. Finally, whatever it is, the Saudis have decided to tighten the spigot a little bit. Whatever it is, there will be a catalyst at some point in time that will turn this trend around. And then there will be some opportunities. And like I say, I don't see it happening today. I don't see it happening tomorrow. I don't see it happening next week. Maybe not even next month. But we will stay on top of this because there will be an opportunity at some point in time. In the meantime, it's best to have the anti-oil stocks, right? The ones that are on the other side of the equation that are benefiting wildly. I hear all these pundits on TV now talking about the consumer stocks. I was talking about the consumer stocks months ago, how they're going to benefit from that extra money sloshing around in people's pocket. And I would say this, that a lot of those consumer stocks, it's too late now. Now that the pundits on TV have finally figured it out, I would say it's too late. I've seen huge runs in Cracker Barrel. in Texas Roadhouse. If you think about all of these restaurants that are along the interstates, where it would be real easy to take those gas savings right across the street, have a nice meal, they've already gone up tremendously. I would say that you probably missed it. Now that the pundits are starting to chime in about how the retail and the consumer stocks are benefiting this. But there's still room in the companies that are directly benefiting. We talked about Delta, direct beneficiary. The consumer stocks are an indirect beneficiary, really. The oil stocks were, or the airline stocks were a big chunk of your expenses, are oil and energy. That's going to drop big time to the bottom line. And this week I featured American Airlines from Dallas, Texas. I don't think it's too late to buy the airlines by any means. I still think that the estimates are too low. And they may, or the estimates are too low, and they're going to go higher. I don't think this low oil price has been factored in yet. It takes a while for the analysts, especially on a consensus analyst estimate, for them to catch up with what's happened in the world here suddenly. And I just mentioned Delta, which is headquartered in Atlanta. Those are two cities that we broadcast in. I'm not making any guarantees or any promises, but these companies are ones that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. We don't own any oil stocks. We haven't for many moons. Instead, we own the beneficiaries. Let me give you another example. This is a stock that I've talked about many, many times. You know what? This is a good stock when oil prices are high. This stock was hitting new highs when oil was at $107 per barrel. Now with oil at $57 per barrel, heck, they ought to really be positioned well. We go back to Charlottesville. Is it Charlottesville? No, it's Thomasville, North Carolina. And we knock on the door. We visit a company that I've owned off and on over the last many years by the name of Old Dominion Freight Lines. You know, we can't even get enough truck drivers. That's how strong the trucking industry is right now. They're begging for truck drivers. If you're looking for a job, call Old Dominion. Look up their number. I'm sure they got an 800 number. Thomasville, North Carolina. And enjoy some scenery. Sit back in your big cab. Get a nice sleeper with a nice bunk in the back. Your own little pad. And you're traveling every day. You're on the road visiting great spots in America. Old Dominion is a $6.7 billion company, mid-cap, U.S. stock, sweet spot in the market, that has really been good to shareholders over the years. I'm not talking just the last few years. Over the last 10 years, Old Dominion has been one of the great performing stocks in the entire market, 23% per year, while the market's delivered 6% per year. This is a trucking stock. This isn't a biotech. This isn't a chip stock. This isn't a social media. It's a trucking stock. Over the last 5 years, Old Dominion's delivered 42% per year, while the market's delivered 13. And over the last 3 years, Old Dominion's delivered 43% per year, while the market's delivered 17. And over the last 12 months, it's up 60%. This is an A-performing stock. This is one of the top 7% of all the stocks out there as far as performance goes. Go figure. Old Dominion Freight Lines. Having said that, no guarantee of future performance, is there? That's all we know. They have a great track record. A lot of signings at the baseball meetings. No guarantee that those guys that have hit 30 home runs in the past. We picked up a guy here in San Diego, Matt Kemp, who had, I think, 25 home runs last year. No guarantee he'll hit 25 this year, is there? But at least he's got the potential, and he's got the track record, and he's done it before. We hope he can continue that kind of performance here in San Diego, because we could sure use a bat in our lineup. Old Dominion has performed well. Tells me there's some good management there, because they've navigated through all kinds of oil price waters along the way. In addition to that, the valuation is still decent. I have a $140 target price 5 years from now, 3 to 5 years from now. Stock currently trading at $78 per share. Old Dominion, out of 3,929 different types of investments in my database that I measure, comes in at number 107. And it's a stock that I own in my aggressive growth accounts because it's not a big blue chip. It's not a dividend payer. It's a mid-cap growth stock, and it's a U.S. stock. Old Dominion, ODFL. Again, not a recommendation. It's just an example of a company that's flourishing. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org. prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've covered a lot of territory here so far today. Another big question you have to ask yourself. Now, as I look ahead, as you know, I've been bullish since March of 2009. And I've kept you in the market if you followed along with my show or with my newsletter or with my app. I've kept you in the market for the last 5.5 years, almost 6 years. And, as you know, I believe there will be a time when it won't be good to be in the stock market. And we'll look for those clues. And one of the major, major clues that we look for is the economy. GDP. Inflation. The jobs market. All the different pieces that make up this economy of ours. Each and every day we go to work, and collectively we're part of the economy. We spend money, and at some point in time, we'll go from expansion, which has been happening for the last 5.5 years, we'll start to peak, and we'll start to roll over into a contraction phase again in the economy. And that will be a major clue that the bull market is over. What kind of an impact are low oil prices having on the economy? What kind of impact will they have on the economy in 2015? Is this the nail in the coffin of the economy? From my point of view, I see more benefits. In fact, I addressed this subject several weeks ago at length in my newsletter. I showed a chart of the market, and I overlaid a chart the price of oil over the last 10 years and what impact it's had on the market. And if anything, the biggest danger, the biggest impact on the market is when oil prices spike. The last time they spiked was in 2007. And shortly thereafter, I mean, that wasn't the reason the market went down, but it didn't help. Think of it this way. What do we do to stimulate the economy? Well, a lot of times, maybe a tax break. Maybe mailing everybody a check to go spend on the economy. What's happening right now with low oil prices and low gasoline prices? It's like somebody mailing you a check for $40 every week or whatever it amounts to, depending on how much you travel. You're getting a check every week to go spend on the economy. To me, that outweighs the impact. The dark side of the street, I mean, it heavily impacts the oil workers. It heavily impacts Fargo, North Dakota. It heavily impacts Houston. It heavily impacts other areas of the country. And yes, I mean, that's just the way it is. Just like high interest rates have a good effect for somebody, it has a bad effect on someone else. That's the way the market works. And when the bear market hits, it has a big impact on the financial community. I don't really know of anybody that benefits from a bear market. Maybe the dollar stores, right? Dollar Tree, The pawn shops, yes, there is benefit. Sometimes gold benefits, goes soaring when the market crashes. But there's always a good side and there's a bad side. And I personally see more benefits coming from low oil to our economy. I don't see this as a threat. So then why does the market sell off when oil prices continue to tank? Well, I just showed you that almost 15% of the S&P 500, I believe it's 12.6 to be exact, are oil stocks. They're getting crushed. And that has an impact on the market. It shakes people's confidence when they see these oil stocks. Let's just pull up, Halliburton, all right? HAL, which I haven't looked at in quite some time. Halliburton's gone from $74 to $40. Since August. You don't think that's had an impact? If oil and energy stocks are 12, almost 13% of the S&P 500, it's had an impact on the index, the S&P 500, hasn't it? Now, the really dark side that I talked about earlier this week was those countries or those continents. Look at Africa, AFK. I should have kept my short on this. I kind of felt bad morally having a short position on Africa. It's getting absolutely hammered because that's one of their biggest products that they produce for their economy. And do I have to bring up Russia again, RSX, getting absolutely pounded? And there's some Gulf states, talking the Saudi Arabia area, ETFs, they're getting absolutely pounded. So there's the really dark side to it. Those economies are getting crushed. But I believe net-net that the U.S. economy is benefiting and will continue to benefit from low oil prices. FedEx, UPS. Hey, I was talking to the UPS guy in our elevator. I heard a couple of things that as an investor, I'm not an investor in UPS, I'm an investor in FedEx. Don't you think UPS, with all their trucks and all their fleet, is benefiting right now from low oil? In addition, he said, oh, gosh, he was complaining that they didn't hire enough people, that the demand for UPS is way bigger than they ever expected. Well, there's proof that the consumer is powerful right now, and I got to believe that UPS is probably going to have a pretty good earnings report come February 3rd of next year. So anyways, you got to invest in those companies that are flourishing from all of this, not the ones that are being hammered. I send out my newsletter every weekend. You can see the stocks that I like right now because of the events taking place in the world, the ones that are flourishing right now. I've kept you in the market for the last 5.5 years. I will not keep you in the market. Of course, it's up to you whether you want to follow my advice or not. But you can get my newsletter by going to my website at pwstreet.com. And we manage money here. That's my main thing. That task starts in about 2 minutes and ends late this afternoon. You can give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. And talk to one of my assistants, but in the end, it's me. It's Bill Gunderson, the guy that pulls the trigger. And as I said, we currently have about a 15% cash position at Gunderson Capital Management. I continue to look for weak stocks to sell, and I continue to look for good stocks, flourishing stocks to buy. That's how we do things here. That's how we roll. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.